From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea vowed Monday to persist in its nuclear weapons development program, rejecting calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. The United Nations mission of North Korea contended that the new UN sanctions approved against it on Saturday by the UN Security Council for its missile tests were a flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty. State media claimed the sanctions were the result of a, quote, heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the communist country. North Korea told a security conference of key regional leaders in Manila that it would never bargain away its development of nuclear weapons or ballistic missiles and said it would teach the United States a, quote, severe lesson with nuclear strategic force. North Korea's response to the sanctions came as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the best step the North could take to signal it is ready for dialogue would be to halt its missile tests.
In terms of these most recent round of sanctions, I think your point is well taken that when do these actually have a practical bite on their revenues? I think perhaps the more important element of that is just the message that this sends to North Korea of how unacceptable the entire international community finds what they're doing.
12 people were killed by stray gunfire in Kinshasa Monday in violence surrounding the city's central prison. Police spokesman said that 4 of us members of a sect and 8 others had been killed by stray bullets. Gunfire was reportedly heard in a number of Kinshasa neighborhoods early Monday. This is VOA News.